I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. Scattered clouds in a blue sky with 95 degrees. KSL's top story. About 45 minutes ago, some scary moments at the White House when the president abruptly ended a news conference on word of a shooting outside the compound. Here, listen.
Excuse me?
Secret Service agent told him the president said, oh. Let's go live to Maria Chaleos at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the president returned to the briefing room in less than 5 minutes. He did not appear to be rattled as he told reporters what he knew about the incident.
Seems to be very well under control. I'd like to thank the Secret Service for doing their always quick and very effective work. But there was an actual shooting. Somebody's been taken to the hospital. I don't know the condition of the person. It seems that the person was shot.
The president couldn't give much further information about what occurred or whether the suspect had made any sort of threat towards him. A heavy police presence in downtown Chicago today. Storefronts are boarded up after a night of violence and looting that led to more than 100 arrests. Kathy Berkey lives in downtown and was looking at the damage today.
They're not just destroying businesses. They're destroying people's homes, and you feel unsafe.
Chicago police say 13 officers were injured in incidents that were not part of any organized protest. Thieves smashed dozens of windows and took cash and merchandise. Rescuers are still on the scene after a fatal explosion rocked a Baltimore neighborhood. Three row houses were leveled. The fire department's Blair Adams updated reporters.
It has been confirmed that we had a total of six people who were transported to the hospital in serious condition with one confirmed fatality.
Baltimore's Office of Emergency Management is currently going door to door at nearby homes, checking to see if anyone needs temporary housing. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 4:32. The Salt Lake Police Association is responding to Mayor Aaron Mendenhall's recent executive order that directs the police chief to implement reforms. Well, KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce is live. Kelly, what are the police union people saying?
Jeff, they are pretty mad at Aaron Mendenhall's recent executive order. That's Mayor Aaron Mendenhall's recent executive order, especially the parts where she outlines changes to deadly force. Let's hear what Officer John Fitisimanu had to say about it.
While the mayor may direct changes to policy, to police policy, she may not set aside Utah law or an officer's individual right to protect themselves or others when threatened with force.
Officer Fitisimanu says there's a complete misunderstanding about when deadly force is used. He says use of force has always had to be reasonable, and there's no evidence an officer has ever used deadly force on someone who wanted to hurt themselves. The officers also reject that there's systemic racism in the department, while in recent months they've been injured and said even their employers have insulted them without fact or justification. Live, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
And Salt Lake City police say they're seeing more and more violence stemming from street racing. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
The main issue is less about racing and more about what goes on there. That's according to Sergeant Keith Horrocks, who says high-stakes gambling and drug deals may have led to two shootings in the past 2 weeks.
We can come and flush them out, and they just go over to West Valley and start racing there.
Police believe a shooting last night near 9th South and 31st West, which left a teen seriously injured, may have stemmed from illegal racing, while another shooting 2 weeks ago appears to have similar circumstances. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 4:34. Now more of our top stories, and here's Todd Fuchs.
Jeff, the Utah Fire Info website says Utah's had 1,000 wildfires so far this season. KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says 75% of those are human-caused.
Roadside fires, abandoned campfires, target shooting, and fireworks are among the causes of wildfires across Utah. This summer's hot, dry, and windy weather hasn't helped. The state had just over 500 fires a year ago and about 900 at this point in 2018.
The Wasatch Cache National Forest says it's finding 20 to 40 campfires every week that haven't been completely put out. And there's a new list of places that you won't be able to target shoot in Utah, at least until fire danger eases. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke has more.
They've already seen shooting sparked wildfires in several of the state's so-called wildlife management areas, so the Division of Wildlife Resources is now closing those areas off to recreational target shooting. Open fires have already been restricted there. The new restrictions include areas in Box Elder, Cache, Morgan, San Pete, Summit, Utah, Wasatch, and Weber counties. Signs have been and are being posted in those areas. The DWR says the closures are temporary and they'll closely monitor the impacts. Mark Duke, KSL News Radio.
Researchers say the Veterans Care Facility at the center of a deadly COVID-19 outbreak is now free from the virus. But some advocates say quality health care for veterans is still sorely lacking in Utah. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
When the tests show the rates of infection were so high at William E. Christofferson Salt Lake Veterans Home, the VA hospital took in residents, and that helped them bring the case count down. But Department of Veterans and Military Affairs Director Gary Harder says 13 of their patients died.
We mourn with their families. We will have the opportunity to memorialize them in the future.
He says the outbreak might be over, but the battle against the virus is not. Former Director Terry Scow says moving that many veterans could not have been easy.
Every home in the state's full. Every home in the state has a waiting list, some a year or more.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 4:35.
How about a quick check on traffic? Ricky Meese, you said earlier it was great.
How are we doing? Really nice out there. Valley Freeway traffic in pretty good shape. No real solid slowdowns, so that's good. We do have a surface street crash in South Jordan Redwood Road at 114th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's pretty good news for a Monday. Thank you, Ricky. Coming up, the perfect chocolate chip cookie. The one ingredient that you absolutely need is coming up next. My Minute's on the way. Stay here.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.